Good evening. Paige Browning here from the KUOW Newsroom in Seattle. Beginning this week, we're doing something new. Every weekday evening, we'll report the day's top stories right here. I'm glad you're listening. It's Thursday, June 8th, or as we call it around here, Friday Junior. The price to pollute goes up, trips through SeaTac Airport will get longer, and Seattle cements the legacy of its favorite bird, Sue. But first, our top story today, Seattle leaders are figuring out the next steps on drug possession. The city council rejected a plan this week to adopt the state law into the city code. Mayor Bruce Harrell says he'll meet with stakeholders after the city council's unfortunate decision. Those are his words.
We had no reason to believe it wasn't going to pass. And the work we started even before they deliberated, the work we started on what a post-Blake city would look like, we've already begun, and we'll have that hopefully wrapped up sometime in July.
The new state law makes drug possession a gross misdemeanor. It's all after a court decision known as the Blake ruling, which threw out the felony drug possession law. Harrell said he's focused on helping people in Seattle access addiction treatment. The photos from the East Coast are looking hazardous, to put it lightly. Unhealthy air has infiltrated New York and the nation's capital, and it has people calling for better federal firefighting practices again. Washington Senator Maria Cantwell spoke up on this today, saying Congress should do its part to help the agencies that fight forest fires. Here she is at a committee hearing.
Unfortunately for us, the latest map of the forecast for this summer, there was a little bit of Washington in the red. But now my whole state is in the forecast for this summer being in the epicenter of this.
So what does Cantwell want? For Congress to change federal policies to allow fire agencies at all levels to work together and attack fires earlier. That's something the state of Washington is also emphasizing. The price of polluting the climate has gone up in Washington. You heard that right. The state held its second carbon credit auction this month, which gives big companies the right to emit carbon dioxide. John Ryan reports.
Many major emitters of carbon dioxide have to pay the state for each ton of pollution they put out. Prices in this second auction were 15% higher than the first auction in February. The latest auction raised about $500 million for programs to prevent or adapt to climate change. The price of carbon in Washington is nearly twice that of similar carbon markets in California and Quebec. Washington officials say linking the three markets could lower the price and make it easier for businesses to reduce pollution. But any linkage between the markets would begin no sooner than 2025. John Ryan, KUOW News.
Planning to fly somewhere this summer? Well, plan for even longer at the airport. Alaska Airlines is working on a big upgrade of its 40-year-old North Terminal at SeaTac Airport. Lance Little is the airport's managing director.
Passengers can expect three big benefits: more natural light, a more intuitive path through the ticketing and bag drop area, and more screening lanes with an expanded area after screening to collect their belongings and repack.
Alaska officials say they're working hard to smooth traveler impacts, but expect pain points. Airport officials say that could mean temporary closures of a sky bridge, escalator, or entry on the upper drive. The work scheduled to run through 2026. And the number 10 gets cemented into Seattle history this weekend. The number worn for 21 seasons by Sue Bird of the Seattle Storm. She's one of the greatest point guards in the history of women's basketball and played her entire WNBA career right here with the Storm. Fans spent her last home game chanting three words: "Thank you, Sue."
It has been my honor to play for this franchise, to play for these fans. To say.
Bird's number 10 jersey will get hung next to Lauren Jackson's number 15 at Climate Pledge Arena. Bird has won 5 Olympic gold medals, 4 WNBA championships, and has played more minutes than any other WNBA player. Look up this weekend and you'll see a banner with her number flying above the Space Needle. A mural's also going up in her honor in Belltown. And the Storm will retire Sue Bird's jersey in a ceremony Sunday at Climate Pledge Arena. And that's a wrap for today from the KUOW newsroom in Seattle. We'll be back tomorrow evening with another roundup of the day's top stories. Let us know what you think. Email's good at newsroom@kuow.org. Our producer is Andy Hurst, and I'm Paige Browning. Catch up with you tomorrow.